This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards met with Baton Rouge community leaders Monday to prepare for the eventual Department of Justice investigation results into the Alton Sterling shooting.
We have no idea when the Department of Justice will make an announcement about whether or not it will prosecute any officers involved in the Alton Sterling shooting. This is a meeting that we have to have regardless.
Sharon Weston Broome, the Democrat in next month's runoff for Baton Rouge mayor, was present. Her competitor, Republican Bodie White, was not. Here's what they said about it during their Baton Rouge Press Club debate later in the day.
I believe that the people of this city and parish want justice and equity. That is at the key of our response to what happens with Alton Sterling.
When that decision comes down, then we have to sit down and work with each other. People here, not necessarily the governor's office.
Broome and White served together in the state Senate. White led the charge for breakaway school districts and the breakaway city of St. George.
When we talk about bringing people together, we have to first demonstrate that with our leadership. And I'm disappointed that my friend and colleague here has not done that over the years. A continuous dialogue on division and subtraction does not add to our city and our parish.
There she goes again, talking about and attacking the people in South Baton Rouge. Those folks just wanted better schools for their kids.
The mayor does not have policy authority over the education system.
How can a mayor not be concerned about education of their parish and their workforce?
The runoff is December 10th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.